Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Ruby Jewel here, and I'm telling you guys about a new show coming out on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It's the Jewel Wrap-Up, hosted by me, your favorite Jewel Ruby. This is the show where I'll be wrapping up everything going on in LA, from the concerts, to the parties, to the events, to all the madness you can think of. So you gotta keep it locked to BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, on Thursdays. I'll be wrapping up your entertainment news. Yeah. Hey, everybody. So it's Ruby Jewel, and right now you are checking out the Jewel Wrap-Up. We had a little bit of technical difficulties there, so you have to excuse. You know how it is anyways. So you guys are checking out the Jewel Wrap-Up, hosted by me, your favorite Jewel Ruby, of course. So what I do on this show is I wrap up everything going on, just the entertainment period, in Hollywood, in, you know, the industry, whether it be music or movies or whatever. Whatever's crazy, whatever's out there, you know, it could be national news, doesn't really matter. That's what I do. I wrap it up. I wrap it all up. Whatever I've been through, experiences, concerts, parties, all of that. So today on the show, I'm going to talk about quite a few things. I'm going to talk about some of the experience that I have. My birthday just passed, so, you know, I would like to pat myself on the back because I have lasted another year. And I am proud of that, and I'm happy to, you know, be in my 30s, should I say. I am not ashamed to say that, and I'm happy and proud of it. Plus, I look good for my age, so two snaps to that. Anyway, I don't know if you guys have been linked to what I've been doing, if you're on my Facebook, my Twitter, or my Instagram. But if you aren't, you should follow me on Instagram at Ruby Jewel, Ruby underscore Jewel, Ruby spelled R-U-B-2-E's. Underscore J-E-W-E-L. You can also hit me up on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Facebook and on Twitter at Ruby Jewel. So anyways, I had a couple of parties, and they were really awesome parties. I had a lot of people come out to my birthday party, which I celebrated at R&B Live. So it was also El DeBarge's birthday. So happy birthday, belated birthday, should I say, to El DeBarge. Thank you for sharing in a birthday with me, brother. You know, that's always a good thing when, you know, somebody that's very talented that shares in a birthday with you. So shout out to all of my Geminis. It's still Gemini season. Everybody is still celebrating. Probably if your birthday is on the 1st of June, you might be celebrating up until the end of June. That's just how we do. You know, there's Geminis. There is to some people it's supposed to be two different personalities, but a lot of Geminis, I think, have more personalities than that, you know. But anyway, so you can celebrate all month long. That's just the way it is. Anyway, so I had a party at R&B Live. It was a really great party. There was a lot of people that came out. A lot of celebrities were in the building. Shout out to my friends that came out. Indigo, she's a Caribbean pop artist. She's a very talented singer. She's from New York, but she lives here in L.A. She's coming up in the Caribbean pop game, and she's just killing it right now. So shout out to her because she attended my party. She really helped me put it together. So salute to her definitely for coming out and showing me so much love. Also, to my sister, TV host, awesome, beautiful girl. Her name is Ashita Andre, and she's a TV host for Phenomenal Women, and she's a great person. So she also attended the party, which pretty much was just turned up. I mean, they weren't the only ones there, but it was a really turned up party. Also, my cake. Okay, so I would like to just say this real quick about my cake. Okay, something's going on here. I'm having technical difficulties a little bit. So, you know. Anyway, I'm talking about my cake and with the situation that was going on with my cake. And it was just, I don't know, it was a lot of weird stuff going on with that situation. But anyway, so somebody tried to steal my cake, and my cake was missing MIA for about I don't know how long. So that's always, it's always something weird when you're trying to do something good. It's always something weird that kind of interferes with that, and that's kind of what happened in my situation. My situation was interfered with somebody trying to throw a wrench in my good time and messing with my cake. So that happened. Then, oh, my God, at the party, I'm there and I'm enjoying myself. And the next thing you know, there's an announcement, and the announcement is saying that El DeBarge got into a situation where he was pulled over on the highway and he had a suspended license. And, you know, for one, I just would like to say this. I don't know who his PR is, but never will anybody announce somebody's personal situation like that in front of everybody. That was just a bad look. Never, ever do that. That's a bad look. But, yeah, so that was announced at the party. So it didn't really put a wrench too much in anything because there was a lot of great singers there. We had a lot of fun, and I got some great gifts. So thank you to the people that came through and brought me gifts. That's always good. So on to the next party. I hosted, speaking of that Caribbean pop artist that I was talking about, I hosted her release party a few days ago, and this was incredible. It was at Jamaica Gold. It's in Hollywood. It's a really popular reggae spot, and there was a lot of Caribbean dancing in there. We had our burlesque dancers. Shout out to Silky Kendall and Nicole Walla for coming through. These are my burlesque beauties. I do a lot of shows with these girls, and they're really good girls. And they came through, and they danced their little ass away. So it was really great seeing them do their thing again because I hadn't seen them in quite a while. So anyway, with that party, shout out to everybody that came through. My stylist, Draylen, was in the building. He shut it down. I had on this too sexy, just so tight, ill-fitted red ruby romper that was just too cute with the fur on the shoulders, and that's all because of my stylist. Draylen, make sure you hit him up on Instagram at beyondimage_by_Draylen. Draylen spelled D-R-E-L-I-L-Y-N. I hit him up. He's a great stylist. He also works at a really good showroom floor and on Nail Road. So anyway, on to more news. I have a lot of great, interesting stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks that I want you guys to stay linked to on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter because I've been offered to host some things that are going to be really big. BET Weekend is coming up to all of my people that are out there. It's going down at LA Live, and they got the BET Live experience. That's going to be insane because, for one, it's pretty much free concert. Like, you can see all of the artists. You can come out. You can have some great food. There's some really great vendors that are there. And you can see some really good concerts there. That's if the people that haven't bought tickets or if you can't buy tickets for the Staples Center for the really, really, really exclusive concerts, you definitely can catch a free concert outside at LA Live. It's such a big area, so you definitely cannot miss it. And also, they'll be having some gift shops. They'll be having some different types of vendors that'll be there. They'll be giving away some free things. A lot of radio stations will be there, and they also will be having some guests speaking. So they'll have different workshops from different celebrities that'll be speaking to the kids and to everybody that comes out about music. So go, make sure you go to BET.com and you check out the links that they have to all of the different stuff that'll be going on for the BET Experience Weekend. There's supposed to be some really, really, really huge performances there, so I'm excited about that. I'll be working for a company called A Celebrity Candy. I just linked up with a woman by the name of Bella Allen. She's a very, very sweet, very inspirational woman. And she has a company called Celebrity Candy, and the company is going to be doing all the celebrity gifting suites. So we'll be doing everything pretty much under the sun and gifting suites for all of the award shows. The next award show, of course, like I said, is the BET Awards, so you definitely will be catching me hosting the Gifting Suite and chilling with the celebrities. Now, the Gifting Suite I want to talk a little bit about because it is a great opportunity for a lot of young teenagers, a lot of college kids, and a lot of people that are looking for internships. It's an opportunity to get to shadow celebrities at the Gifting Suites. What you'll do is you'll be mingling and talking to the celebrity. You'll get a certain celebrity you'll get assigned to, and you'll be following them pretty much around the Gifting Suite and helping them to receive their gifts and pretty much mingling and chatting and talking to them. So it's up close and personal. It's a great opportunity. If you want to know more about that, you can go to my Facebook. You can also hit me up at my email, which is myrubyjewel@gmail.com. That's myrubyjewel@gmail.com if you would like to learn more information on celebrity candy. Also, you can hit Bella Allen up on Facebook. She, Celebrity Candy, also on Facebook. You can, you know, go into your search box and you can just Google that or whatever, and it'll come up and you'll find out more about that opportunity. It's a really great opportunity, so tell all your friends, to tell a friend, tell them Ruby Jewel sent you, stay linked to me and let me know if you want to either be a part of this opportunity or if you know anybody that wants to be a part of this opportunity as well. Other than that, I have this TV show that I'll actually be in. And we'll start filming. I keep saying this. I cannot really, disclose, should I say, the direct situation, or I can't really talk about it like I want to. But it's a really great show that's coming out. I can say the name of it is Four Queens. So Google that or find out more on that, or just keep your ears open, make sure you get you some Q-tips and you clean out your ears so you hear real good, because it's going down, because I'm out here. Ruby Jewel is out here doing so much right now. Also, I want to talk about Tracy Morgan. I would like to send my condolences out to him. He is a actor, comedian. You might know him from 30 Rock and also from He was hosting Scare Tactics for a while, but he's a really great stand-up comedian, very, very funny. He was in a car accident in New York recently, a few days ago, and one of his mentors actually passed away in the car accident right now. He was in critical condition right now. He's stable, I'm hearing, and I'm hoping that he just gets better. Also, the truck driver or the driver of the truck pleads not guilty to the situation. So if you want to know more on what's going on with Tracy Morgan, make sure you stay linked, of course, to the Internet. You can always Google it, Facebook, all of that stuff. I'm sure I'll be talking more about it. But keep him in your prayers because he's a really great guy. And, you know, you just always want to wish the best for people when they go through something so horrific. The situation is very saddening, and I'm sure it's very dear to his heart because the person that passed away in the car with him was his mentor. And if you have a mentor, it's like having a mother, father, anybody that's truly close to your heart. So I'm sure that this is a big heartbreaking situation for him. So pray for him. Keep him in your prayers. Also, on a good note, Kelly Rowland is having a baby. Yes, the rumors are true. The beautiful Kelly Rowland is having a baby. And I don't know about you guys, but I love, love, love Kelly Rowland. I've always thought she was adorable, way underrated in her talent, and she has a great voice. She has a really great voice, but she's having a baby. So shout out to her. I know that's going to make her feel, you know, even so much better about all of the great stuff that has been going on with her lately since she's had a comeback, and she's had some really great records out since she's been back in the industry, because, you know, they took the break from Destiny's Child, and Beyonce pretty much had the industry locked for a minute, which she still does, but, you know, Destiny's Child kind of stayed back in the back for a while. So they're supposed to be having a reunion soon. I mean, hopefully that happens, because they had some really great records together. You cannot say that Bills, Bills, Bills was not your song You cannot say that you wasn't a survivor when that song came out. You know, just so many Destiny's Child songs you can't say weren't a part of you. So it's going to be great if they reunite and do their thing all over again, because the people that inspired you back in the day come back and just make a great comeback. So hopefully they make a fantastic comeback. As well, you know, with Kelly Rowland, hopefully this will, you know, even make her more even beautiful than she already is as an artist. Because, you know, when you have a baby and you have that attachment, it just maybe it'll bring the song out of her. She's like a songbird, so maybe she'll make some really great music from this experience. So shout out to Kelly Rowland. Hey, girl, hey. And good luck on everything and congratulations. We in the world, we love you, by the way. Make sure you guys go to my Facebook page and you check out some of my video and some of my pictures from my birthday party and the parties that I've attended lately, because I got some really, really, really great pictures up there. And I also, the other day, I did a car week with Adam Carolla. So I have pictures of me and Adam up there. I have a few more pictures that I'll be putting up there that's really, really funny. But shout out to everybody that attended the car week event that was held at Keys Audi in Studio City, Illinois, so that's just Sherman Oaks, California. It's a huge car lot, but they have some really, really beautiful cars there, and they had some really great vendors there, some good food from the Lime Truck. Shout out to the Lime Truck. I like to eat, so it was really nice eating roast beef sandwiches and really delicious meals from there. Also, they had the milkshake bar where they were making really delicious smoothies that I just indulged myself in. They had this Nutella smoothie that, oh, was just to die for. I'm sure that was just so many calories. Anyway, but shout out to the Milkshake Bar for being that. And also Edmunds.com. Now, Edmunds.com is it's a company that pretty much you can go online and you can chat with different experts on cars. You can ask anything you want to ask. Colors, styles, the best cars, the worst cars, what's, you know, the best gas saver, all of that. You can ask them any kind of questions you want on Edmunds.com. And I met quite a few of their employees, and they were very funny and very helpful. I just randomly asked quite a few questions that probably they weren't expecting, but they definitely had some great answers. And if they couldn't answer, they called in somebody that could. So that amused me. So make sure you stay linked and go to Edmunds.com for all of your car questions and your car trouble. Also, they'll tell you a lot about ways to fix cars and maybe give you links to people that can help you with different situations that you might be dealing with your car. So Edmunds.com, remember that. So Car Week, that's all over the place. They have Car Week New York, Car Week Chicago, all of that. So Google Car Week, and Adam Carolla is the host of Car Week. Shout out to Ashley, also shout out to Lindsay Love. If you don't know who that is, she is a female DJ extraordinaire. This girl is everywhere. She's a Victoria's Secret DJ. She's a DJ for, you know, MTV and all over the place. The girl is just hot. She's hot. Go to Instagram. Her name is Lindsay Love on Instagram. Lindsay, should I say, spelled LindsayLuv. So go to Lindsay Love. Hit her up on Instagram. She's a great girl. Watch some of her maybe events that she has coming up, and you can attend and get to listen to her skills on those, you know, those records, because she'd be spinning the records very well. So shout out to her. Okay, other than that, all of my people out there that would like to send in any stories for LA Splash Magazine, email me, myrubyjewel@gmail, myrubyjewel@gmail.com. So you can email me all of your stories. If you know anybody that is interesting, whether they're an entertainer or they're a writer, a painter, whatever it is, if they are inspiring and if they definitely have interesting stories, make sure you email me their links and the stuff that they have going on, and I definitely will check it out. If it's interesting, I would love to put it in the magazine, LA/magazine.com. You can go there and also check out my jewel wrap-up on LA/magazine. I wrap up a lot of stories that I talk about here on VGE Radio, which is powered by Blog Talk. Tell everybody the first and the last Thursdays of the month, usually Ruby is on the air. And the rest of the month, I am in LA/magazine doing so many different stories. I actually have an event that will be coming up very soon for a positive women's group, and it's going to be led by a very powerful woman. So I'll be attending that, so I'm very excited to attend it. I don't have that information with me right now, but if you go to all of my social media sites, you definitely can keep your eye on seeing more about that. That's actually in about a week or so. So that's going to be a great, great, great event to attend and definitely to share with you guys. But like I say, you can go to LA/magazine.com and you can check out all of my columns. I have everything from fashion shows to celebrity interviews to music news, you know, to new artists that are coming out, to producers. Speaking of producers, shout out to James Worthy, which was on my show, my last wrap-up show. Shout out to James Worthy. He's actually my feature this week in LA/magazine. He's a producer. So you can Google him. You can also go to all his social media at James, producer James Worthy. Great guy out of Atlanta. Has some really great music and is working with some really, really good artists that are old and new. So make sure you stay linked to him and see what new music he has coming out. Shout out to all of my producers. If you producers would like to get on LA/magazine or would like to get on this show, make sure that you also email me as well, because I am always willing to put new producers and new talent on my show and see what else is out there, because I am a music head. I'm music crazy. I love the aspect of music. I cannot sing whatsoever. I would not try, but I definitely would like to talk to singers. I definitely like to know more and to get into the fundamentals of music, because I think that it is one of the most unique talents for anyone to have, whether you be a singer, a guitarist, a pianist, even a producer. Creating sound, to me, is one of the most unique qualities and unique talents that anybody can have. So shout out to all of my music heads out there, whether you're any of those genres of music. I don't care if it's rock, pop, R&B, neo, soul, whatever it is, shout out to you for being a part of such an amazing blessing that God has created for you guys. You know, actors are awesome too. You've done some things, and we've watched some movies that we, that music is where the heart is. That's all I'm saying. So my next wrap-up will be coming up in about 2 weeks. I have to get my dates together. Like I tell you guys, you make sure you stay linked, because I don't have anything in front of me right now to be able to give you guys a calendar of some of the shows. But if you stay linked to my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, you definitely will get all of the info that you need on any wrap-ups I have coming up, any shows I have coming up, any events that I'm attending. And you can see funny pictures and video. I love to put together video collages and different video and just do me. So come with me on my journey to do me, because Ruby Jewel is out here. Also, I want to send a quick shout-out to Sweet Obsessions. They are one of my favorite accessory companies. Go to Instagram, Sweet_Obsessions. This this accessory company has some of the most unique accessories ever, but they're very, very affordable prices. The person who runs the company is actually a sweetheart, and they're dependable. You know, so if you buy from them, they ship it to you. Sometimes she sends you extra little gifts and things like that. But I'm an accessory-ista. I love my accessories, so shout out to them. I want to make sure I show them some love. Also, for my outfit, I want to send a shout out to VIP Fashions. I rocked two different outfits at a couple of my events, and this one particular outfit I just love to death. It's this really cute corset with these leather leggings that made me feel like a superhero. I felt like I was in the movie Underworld, you know. It just felt awesome. So shout out to VIP Fashions for hooking me up. Also for these gold-plated heels that I got, they're incredible. So that came from them, so make sure you stay linked with VIP Fashions. It's in North Hills, and it's a great clothing store. She's also very affordable, and she has great quality things in there. So, yeah, make sure that you hit her up. She's also on Instagram as well. Like I say, make sure you guys send your prayers out to Tracy Morgan. Keep praying for him. We always want to keep our talented people that have inspired us throughout the years in our prayers, because they are a part of, you know, our movement and what we do every day, because we love and we are inspired by these people. So keep them in your prayers. Also, make sure you stay prayed up for yourself. Make sure that as a whole that you get to know yourself. I have experienced the past probably week or so that a few people have been going through some just issues with really getting to know themselves, and that's a part of life. You really need to get to know yourself, people. You know, you got to stay prayed up. You have to believe in your talent. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to respect yourself. And the way you want to be treated is the way you should treat other people. So make sure you love each other, and don't hate on what nobody else is doing. Envy is the worst thing you can have when you're trying to succeed and accomplish a goal. It's the worst thing you can have. So make sure that you're not envious of anything. All you're doing is out there doing you, living you, and loving you. That's the best thing you can do for yourself. So that's just some inspiring words. Ruby's random thoughts. I do that all the time. I randomly think of things, and I just say it. If you guys missed any of my show today, make sure that you go back to BGE Radio, it's powered by Blog Talk, and you do a repeat. Also, you can just follow my links and do a repeat of the show today, because I know you enjoyed it, because I did. We had a little technical difficulties, but, you know, things happen. I don't run the boards. All we do is talk. Well, that's all I do is talk. So I don't run the boards in the situation. So I'm sorry for our inconvenience if you guys experienced any today. Make sure that you continue to stay linked to the Jewel Wrap-Up on BGE Radio, which is powered by Blog Talk, because there will be more interesting stuff coming from me, definitely. And I will have some great stories for you guys on the next show, and I definitely will be having a celebrity interview. Surprise guests will be coming through, and if you guys ever want to just call in to the Jewel Wrap-Up, you can hit up 347-215-8709, and we can chat up if you want to just, like, chime in on some of the conversation that I'm having. If there's anybody that you would like to send some love to or a shout-out to, you can always hit me up. 347-215-8709 is our number here on BGE Radio, which is powered by Blog Talk, for the Jewel Wrap-Up, people, okay? So I just wrapped it up. Like I say, make sure you guys stay linked to me, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. I'm there. Make sure you hit me up. Instagram is Ruby_Jewel. Ruby spelled R-U-B, two E's, J-E-W-E-L. And hit me up on my email, myrubyjewel@gmail.com. That's where you can pretty much send me all of your stuff. If you would like to be on LA/magazine.com, or if you would like to be on my show on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. I love you guys. You mean the world to me, because of you, there is me. You give me life. So thank you. And make sure, like I always say, that regardless of all the blessings that are going on out here,
you got it for the rest of my life. Say yes, because I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend, but the answer is no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm you? Marry you anyway. Say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend. But no still means no.